State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
I'm taking you to a place locals joke is 45 minutes away from everything. This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. We're going to the village of Stockbridge, Michigan. Apart from a few small businesses, there's really nowhere to work, and a lot of families struggle to get by. In rural places like this, families rely on the public community schools for the educational opportunity that is one of very few ways kids from these towns can get a leg up. This is the first of five stories about the increasingly strained public school system in Stockbridge. Now we'll hear how this system is trying to start very early to do right by its students. Stockbridge is a place people who like the country can be really happy. You can get a great latte, and if you've got a 4x4, there's also a mudbogging scene. But without a plan and an education, Stockbridge, like most small towns, can be a giant mudbog. It's easy to get stuck without money, a job, or a future. So Stockbridge has doubled down on providing the best public education they can. About 15 years ago, they started trying to convince parents that preschool was worth their hard-earned money. By now, some of those parents don't need any more convincing.
Autumn Blakeman, Christopher's mom. He's 2.5.
Blakeman is 25 and a stay-at-home mom for Christopher and baby Jonathan. She and her husband arrange a lot around the education of their kids. Once a week, she takes them both to a free playgroup at the local elementary. It's open to anyone and run by early childhood experts from a county program.
Let's sing hello to Christopher. Hello, hello.
Christopher started coming to playgroup because he was too young for preschool. But as soon as he was old enough, as soon as he turned 2.5, his parents put him in school. He started the very next day at a preschool run by the school district.
I'm a research junkie. I Google a lot. First 5 years are the most important. The more exposure they get, the more things they'll end up loving in the long run.
Lots of school districts, even rural ones, offer preschool. But the Stockbridge schools educate well over half of their incoming kindergarten class. They're the only game in town for preschool. Both the district and some families feel that strain of paying for high-quality early education. Over 40% of the kids qualify for free or reduced lunch. To send a kid younger than 4 to preschool, parents need to come up with tuition. The state subsidizes classes for a lot of 4-year-olds, but not all of them. Stockbridge has tried to make up for this by offering a 6-week pre-kindergarten crash course for the kids who don't go to preschool. Autumn Blakeman and her husband can only afford to send Christopher to school twice a week. Blakeman's husband, also named Christopher, works 2 jobs to support his family. Autumn Blakeman points at her son and says they don't want him to have to work quite so hard. She thinks preschool will help.
Well, my husband's also a full-time student, and he didn't enjoy school, so that was another motivator, was that we don't want him to be 30 years old with 2 children and having to try to balance income and school and all that. So we felt it was worth the cost.
Not all parents in Stockbridge are as committed as the Blakemans to early ed, but I met a lot that were. The district is scrambling to erase a $750,000 budget deficit by the end of the year, but it is loath to mess with preschool funding. Blakeman wants preschool to be there for her son.
I want him to actually enjoy his education, and I want him to continue it. I want him to go all the way through college, and I think that starts early.
Folks at the elementary school think it starts early, too. The strong culture of the elementary is built around good behavior. These preschoolers are in training.
We focus our attention. This is how.
Tomorrow, we'll hear more about how these behavior techniques are being used in Stockbridge to educate at-risk kids, and if the strategy is working. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez.
We use a listening voice. This is how we are.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.